Manu Patra alerts dated the 25th of October 2018. Madras High Court has upheld the decision of Tamil Nadu Assembly Speaker to disqualify 18 MLAs of AIADMK. Supreme Court has set aside a Karnataka High Court order that had dismissed a maintenance petition for want of proof of marriage and has reiterated that in the proceedings under Section 125 of the Code of Criminal Procedure, strict proof of marriage is not necessary. Supreme Court has ruled that birth of a third child would automatically disqualify a person from contesting panchayat polls and from holding the post of a member or sarpanch in a panchayat. Supreme Court has held that Bharat Stage 4 compliant vehicles should not be permitted to be sold in India after the 31st of March 2020 and also observed that health of the teeming millions of this country will have to take precedence over the greed of a few automobile manufacturers. Supreme Court has reiterated that a suit for bare injunction would not be maintainable when a defendant could successfully raise cloud over the title of the plaintiff. Kerala High Court has warned the various heads of local self-government institutions to ensure the removal of all illegal flex boards, banners, hoardings, flags before the 30th of October in due compliance with its earlier orders. Bombay High Court has restrained BMC's tree authority from granting permission for cutting of trees and observed that appointment of independent experts on a civic body's tree authority panel is mandated as per law and is not an option. Bombay High Court has granted interim relief to 63 Moons Technologies, formerly Financial Technologies, in connection with the Maharashtra Protection of Interest of Depositors Act matter. Bombay High Court has dismissed a petition filed by the Mumbai Cricket Association, MCA, against the BCCI's decision to shift the 29th of October India-West Indies ODI from Wankhede Stadium to Brabourne Stadium in the city. Madras High Court has termed the improvement shown by the 9-year-old boy, whose father sought permission for his passive euthanasia on the ground that the boy has been in persistent vegetative state since birth, a miracle. National Company Law Tribunal, NCLT, has directed to transfer all insolvency petitions related to Videocon Group being heard in Mumbai courts to a single court there. The Government of India has published a revised form for declaration of renunciation by Indian citizens, and those renouncing Indian citizenship on account of being national of another country will now have to declare the reasons due to which they intend to acquire foreign citizenship. Competition Commission of India, CCI, has said in a policy note on affordable healthcare that unreasonably high trade margins of drug companies are the primary cause of high drug prices in India. National Green Tribunal has ordered demolition of temples located on the forest land on the Giriraj Parbat in Mathura after respectfully removing the idols from the unauthorized shrines.